goodness gracious, yes, and how I've stood and turned under them things, a grindstone?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I turned one of them until I thought the world was going to come to an end. By God, my daddy sharpened his axes. Oh, goodness. He had to have them just so, too. Man alive.
Yeah. How about a small stone for sharpening a scythe or a sickle out in the field?
Well, yes. He always had them, and he was a past master when it come to using a scythe. And I can remember him telling about cradling wheat. Of course, no, that's too far back for me. I never saw anybody cradle any wheat, but I remember him talking about cradling wheat. They used a wheat cradle with something like our scythe. Of course, it had some fingers on it there or something to catch it and throw it in a windrow or some sort of a pile so they'd get a hold of it. Then they turned that thing up there, and he kept a scythe stone by him, and he could just play a tune on that thing with that stone, by golly. Of course, and then we had these little old hook and these little old sickles that you get down, you know, a little old. I've got one out there now, and I'm not much of an artist when it comes to sharpening that thing, but then I can get it sharpened by taking my time. But he could just turn that old scythe up on the end of that handle and take that thing and just could play a tune on it. Just miraculous the way he could handle that thing. And just like some of these fellows, these meat men with those steels, they can, you know, I've been amazed at watching those fellows do that. And I never could do it. You know, I probably cut my fingers off.
I have to take the back of the knife and scrape the other way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, it's a scythe whetstone. I guess that's what you have reference to. Yeah.
Did you use water on your grindstone?
Yeah, but we had a can fixed up some sort of a. Now this grindstone that I can remember. When I was just a youngster, I had to do so much turning. The only thing about that, the whole outfit, the whole stand and everything was wood. And the old grindstone was sitting up in that, and I don't know whether there was any metal about it at all or not. I think it even had a wooden handle on it that you turned. And I think that it had some kind of a apparatus that you'd hang a can up there, you know, and have a nail holding that can, and then that can, and either you could fix it so that it would drip or it'd break, a little stream would come down on that. And then afterwards, or in later years then, when we begin to get the kind that you'd sit on and treadle it, well then somebody conceived the idea to put a piece of an old casing. That was a good way to use up some of our old tires, besides making a fire out of them. Make a trough and put under that thing, you know, and uh-huh. Just fill it full of water and just get up there and go to work. Yeah, I had one of them. I fixed that away. Fixed it right away myself.
I've never seen one like that. All I've seen is the one with the can and the drip. Well, if the wind blows, it doesn't hit the ground.
Yeah, this one I bought. I bought this stone and this thing, and it was all metal, had a metal frame, and a good stone. It had that little old thing up over the top of it. Well, fiddle, I don't know where I saw this thing, but I saw somebody have this stone fixed that away, and I thought, well, now there's an idea. So I got me an old casing and fixed me one and put it under there, and just take my water and go out there, and the old stone, I could just get on there and go to treadling it, and it was running in the water all the time. You see, running right in the bath all the time. Yes. Oh, that was quite an invention.
That was pretty good.
You still see, see them. You might occasionally see a grindstone fixed like that.
What did you put on your bearings in your grindstone?